SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden and Donald Trump have dominated coast-to-coast contests throughout the day on Super Tuesday. They have all but cemented a November rematch and increasing pressure on the president of the former president's last major rival, Nikki Haley, to leave the race. Biden and Trump have each won California, Texas, Alabama, Colorado, Maine, Oklahoma, Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Arkansas, Minnesota, and Massachusetts. Haley's lone victory, that was Vermont. Well, the former president says this was a landmark night.
They call it Super Tuesday for a reason. This is a big one.
Giving his victory speech in Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, the former president says experts say it's a historic night.
They tell me, the pundits and otherwise, that there's never been one like this. There's never been anything so conclusive. This was an amazing night, an amazing day. It's been an incredible period of time in our country's history.
Also at srnnews.com, voters craving more transparency after the last election cycle can watch their ballots via camera as they move behind closed doors in several counties nationwide. Lisa Dwyer explains.
Hilda Salinas is the election administrator in Texas's Hidalgo County on the border with Mexico. She says voters can see staff with the central counting staff tabulating and circulating votes online. Texas's video surveillance is part of a 2021 state law. There are also other counties nationwide that also stream their balloting process, including Cuyahoga County in Ohio, Maricopa County in Arizona, and King County in Washington. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More Americans consider Donald Trump to be a stronger supporter, and this is SRN News. Well, Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton proposing a bill that would prevent car rental companies from providing customers with electric vehicles unless requested.
It's called the Requiring EV Notification and Transparency Act, or the RENT Act of 2024. Cotton told Fox News that rental companies should, quote, not advance Democrats' radical climate agenda and make customers rent EVs if they don't want to. Should customers be given an electric vehicle without opting in, the law would allow them to terminate their rental contract without fees. Bob Wagner reporting.
Tech issue causing widespread login problems for more than an hour Tuesday across Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Messenger platforms. Spokesman says the company resolved the matter as quickly as possible and everyone who was impacted. This is SRN News. Evangelist Franklin Graham preaching along America's southern border.
Graham is in the midst of a 10-day tour sharing the gospel and offering hope. According to churchleaders.com, Graham told an audience in Eagle Pass, Texas last week that he wanted to set aside politics. However, later that same day, the evangelist posted a picture of himself shaking hands with former President Donald Trump with the message, "Look who I ran into at the border today." The social media post on X received both favorable and negative comments. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
In the meantime, more Americans consider Donald Trump a much stronger supporter of Israel than President Biden. Rasmussen National Survey finds 40% of likely voters believe that Mr. Trump is a better friend to Israel, while just 27% think that Joe Biden is stronger. More details at srnnews.com.